scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between the Thursday night throwdown as the National Basketball Association is back and throwing it down. Two pack of games on the card this evening. They both end up as two-point games when it's all said and done. The New Orleans Pelicans blow a 16-point lead this evening. Rudy Gobert steps up, drills a couple of massive free throws with about 6.9 seconds left in the basketball game, giving them a two-point lead. Brandon Ingram went for the win for three. Actually looked like it was potentially going to drop, but it didn't. Utah bangs back. Zion Williamson only plays 15 minutes. The critics are out and wondering why he wasn't on the floor late in the basketball game. But the fact of the matter was he was getting torched like a big fat blunt in the back of Snoop Dogg's tour bus on the defensive end of the floor. They had to get him off the floor. He was getting burnt. That's a part of the game that him and his teammates, the Pelicans, quite frankly, like, it's like they've never seen a pick and roll in their freaking life before, which they actually haven't, because they're all a bunch of raw, raw blue chip talent. That's the modern NBA player. So did the Los Angeles Lakers win by 2 points, 103-101. Both games go under the number. We got a six pack, a black flag style. I got a six pack and nothing to do. I got a six pack and I don't need you. Six pack of basketball stepping up on Friday afternoon, 2:30 Eastern time. And you gotta, like, you know, like, I don't know who comes up with this stuff and whose idea this stuff is, but, like, really, you guys haven't played in like 5 months and you have two games on tomorrow at the same time at 4 o'clock. Like, really? I get it. There's going to be a time when sports are completely back and games are going to be on at the same time. Sports are not all completely back right now. You guys are not all the way back. Is there any good reason as to why you need to have two games at 4 o'clock tomorrow? Like, it just, like, really? You know, Rob Manfred's not the only commissioner that does weird things, all right? Sports Rage late night, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Rage late night. I am Morenci. Bet your rage. 844-843-6879. The NBA is back. The NHL is set to return on Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, Saturday morning, man. So it's like all day. Starts at 9 in the morning, actually. So for people on the West Coast, right? We'll go to the phone lines in a moment. The NBA is back, and I want to just rage about Major League Baseball for a moment or two here, as it really is getting hard to keep up. And, you know, it's almost like, basically, it's almost like a relationship in which, you know, somebody upsets you and it's like, all right, I'm not going to overreact here and break up with her because I don't like her t-shirt. Or, you know, you know what I mean? It's like sort of like little things start to add up, and then you're like, all right, that's it. And, you know, then you just sort of snap. And, you know, whether it's a job, a relationship, or a person, you know, that's how I feel with Major League Baseball right now. It's like, listen, you guys screw around a lot. You know, you really, I know you don't care about me. You know, that's the deal with Major League Baseball. Like, they really, like, have nothing but disdain for their fans. Like, they just don't care. Like, they less than zero care. like, you know, less than zero. I'm not saying all the leagues care about their fans, but Major League Baseball is like less than zero. And so whatever, we get it. You know, they shut down the season in 94. Both the players and the owners are, everybody's bad. It's not just the owners and the commissioner, but it's almost hard to keep up. So just this year alone, the owners admit that, oh yeah, we were never going to play more than 60 games no matter what happened in the negotiations. You negotiated in bad faith, number one. You brought in the stupid designated hitter. You turn the National League into like fat guy softball that sucks. You bring in a designated hitter. It's like, yeah, all right, whatever, dude. I knew you were going to do that. Then you make the season 60 games. Oh, yeah, then you put 16 teams in the playoffs. You make a rule where a pitcher has to face three batters. I can't even keep up anymore. And oh, yeah, now the latest great one, and the players went along with this, because all you guys care about is getting back to your hotel and then, you know, going and getting coronavirus in a strip club, you know, banging Instagram models and hookers. And, oh, yeah, you guys are great, great. Yeah, it's great, great stuff. You know, you're willing to, oh, let's just end the game after seven innings. Like I said, man, you imagine if Pete Rose was still playing right now, man. He'd punch someone in the face. They said seven innings. What is this? What, are we playing women's softball now? I like you guys. Hey, Major League Baseball players, you guys squawked a lot, man. You talked a big game about, oh, you know, when and where we want to play. Yeah, yeah, you want to play, you know what, with a runner on second base in extra innings. I forgot about that pile of crap. Yeah, you want to play, but you want the game to be as over as fast as possible. So, you know what? It's pretty clear, man. You know what I mean? Like, after, like, six or seven or eight of these things, like, you guys and the players, you're every bit as guilty, okay? It's not just the fat cat owners who are a bunch of scumbags and the dumbass commissioner that should be the president of like, Arby's right now instead of running baseball, all right? You know, it's all your fault. But, you know, I see what you want. Like, the owners, you guys want the money. You guys want the money from the television networks. The players, you guys just said, oh, we want to play, man. We just, you know, we just want to be paid fairly. Yeah, so you got paid fairly. And now you guys want to be paid fairly and paid a ton of money, yet you want to play Little League rules. Seven-inning games. You know, there's no asterisks next to the NBA champion. There's no asterisks next to the Stanley Cup champion. You know what? You baseball players, you guys are real pieces of work, man. You're real pieces of work. Like, all you do is complain. All you do is complain, complain, and complain. It's never enough, and then you're willing to sacrifice the integrity of the sport just so you can go back to your stupid freaking hotel room 20 minutes sooner than normal. It's ridiculous. You don't even care who wins the game. You know, you shave the game in seven innings. It's a joke. It's a disgrace. Like I said, you know, you look at MLS soccer. People, you guys want to cry, oh, soccer, no, MLS. Those guys are playing in like 100-degree heat in Orlando, man. All right? But yeah, they get a little water break. They didn't say, well, we're only going to play the game 60 minutes because, you know, we're tired and we're in the middle of a pandemic. And you ever notice everyday baseball? Let's just cut this. Yeah, the players go, oh, yeah, it's easier. So they end the game in extra innings now with a guy on second. We're going to seven innings. So what happens if the game is tied now? So let me ask you this. So if the game is tied after seven innings, are we going to eight innings? We're going to put a runner on second base in eight innings right now? Is that what we're doing? You want to talk about an asterisk? No, no, it's not an asterisk. It's an ass. That's what it is. A big jack asterisk. So that's going to be great. Why not? Yeah. You know, winner of this game goes to the playoffs, Bob. Can you believe the drama? Oh, yeah, Chuck, we're going to the eighth inning with a runner on second base. Can you believe it? Back end of a doubleheader. Baseball's great. The hell are we doing here? Like I said Rob Manfred should be the like the CEO of Arby's or Hardee's or Carl's like Jr. or something, but that's too good. Yeah, he should be the president of Jack in the Box. Actually, that's too good too. Rob Manfred should be like running a hot dog stand on La Brea Boulevard right now. That's what he should be doing. You destroy the game. It's gone. And the players, oh, you guys just go along. You're along for the ride. you're along for the ride. Like, at what point does some guy go, listen, guys, I know it sucks, but we can't do seven innings. It's like, you know what? Why don't I just get up right now and end the show? You know what? I'm just going to end the show right now. It's hot as hell where I am. I've been doing a million shows, and you know what? It's a pandemic. What do you want from me? The show's over. I'm a baseball player. Look at me. The show's over. Hey, whatever. Yeah, the show's supposed to be 2 hours. Whatever, dude. I just did an hour and 20 minutes. Who cares? Who cares? It's done. They already paid me. You know what, though? Unfortunately, if I do this, they're going to say, yo, Morenci, we paid you for a two-hour show, not an hour and 20-minute show. You guys want full money. You want to be paid like big leaguers, yet you want to play Little League rules. So why don't we pay you like Little Leaguers? Nothing. Why, here's a piece of pizza, Mike Trout. Here's an ice cream cone. If you, hey, guys, if you win, Dodgers, we'll take you out for pizza. And if you lose, we'll take you out for pizza. There you go. You're Little Leaguers again. Oh, we want to play in a big league stadium. Yeah, what, seven innings? We went through all this trouble for the Toronto Blue Jays, finding a stadium, and, oh, they can't play in a minor league stadium. Oh, no, we're big leaguers. Can't be in a minor league stadium. Only for them to go to a and play seven innings. If we're going to play seven innings, I don't care. Play in a freaking parking lot then. Oh, yeah, yeah, we're gonna find cities, man. You're going to find cities for seven innings. You know what? Play in my damn, like, backyard for all I care. All right. Well, I think we're going to a break in a minute here. Actually, you know what? Yeah, we'll go to the phone lines now. And we'll carry it over. 844-843-6879. And hold on before we go to the phone lines. Like, listen, baseball, I'll be honest with you. I got upset about, you know, betting. I didn't have a good night tonight. I didn't have a good night tonight betting. But, you know, in life is good. I enjoy being alive. I don't get mad about name changes and sport issues. I enjoy talking about them. But in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really affect my life. But watching them change and destroy the sport of baseball on a daily basis, it's like, it's getting tiresome and old. And at some point, it's like, yeah, whatever. I don't even care what you guys do anymore. Just another sport to bet on. I'm betting on baseball, but that doesn't mean anything. I bet on Vietnamese women's volleyball, too. So what? I bet on it. I'm a degenerate gambler. Sports Rage Late Night. That didn't bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due. He's spinning the ball on his finger. Just take it. Take the ball. That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. You know, I can go on for hours about Major League Baseball. Like, you know, the 16 teams in the playoffs. Like, at some point, man, like, if you're a baseball player, have a little in love and integrity for the actual sport. You know, I get it. Like, you know, an alteration here, a schedule this and that, you know, all right? Even the DH, I get it. I can live with it. I don't like it. I can live with it. The people are tired of seeing pitchers strike out and it's a waste of time. I get it. I get it. I get that one. You know, but it doesn't. You know, where does it end? You know, basically, it's funny because people say, oh, I don't watch the XFL. I don't watch that gimmicky stuff. It's like, this is worse than the XFL. It's like it's more, it's basically the XFL of baseball. Like, let's be real. Let's call it XMB or whatever the hell. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the hell it is. Like, you know, whatever, man. Like, what are we doing here? Why aren't you making five innings? Like, honestly, we're not even joking. How long, what, 5 years until there's a home run derby and extra innings? They'll say, you know what, five pitches, you know what, three pitches a batter, five batters, whoever hits the most home runs wins. People love the home run, right? Like, how long? I'm not even exaggerating. Like, I make baseball rules up, and I say, you know what? Oh, yeah, and, you know, oh, breaking news. Now batters get four strikes instead of three before they're out. I don't even joke anymore because they're going to do it. Like, I actually joked before about five-inning games. Wow, they won seven. Like, at what point? All right, let's bring in Andrew McKinnis here, because I could rage about this all night. Like I said, whatever. Does it take, you know, it is what it is. We're in a pandemic. I understand, but these other sports are in a pandemic. Soccer's in a pandemic. They're playing in the heat. They didn't make the games 38 minutes. You know, like, I get it. It's tough. Everything's it's hard. We're in a pandemic. We want to soften the blow. Guys, you're playing baseball, all right? See, let's chill out here with soften the blow stuff, man. All right, you're not, you know. Let's bring in McKinnis here. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep going. Andrew McKinnis steps up and in. The Korean baseball king. What's going on, McKinnis? How you doing tonight?
What's up, Gabe? How are things with you?
I'm doing all right. you know what? I'm trying to stay positive, even though I did not have a great night tonight with the return to the NBA. I got a little careless with the props, and, you know, it is what it is. It's too bad I slipped up, but lesson learned. You know, we got a little carried away. We're big NBA fans, but I'm looking forward to the hockey on Saturday as well. I think there's a couple of spots I like on Saturday, McKinnis. How you doing tonight?
Good. Just had one wager with the NBA. It was the under in the Lakers game, and happy to cash that. And, you know, I just want to say, Gabe, not even just saying this, you know, first of all, I was complaining the other day about some of these homers with the, you know, with the MLB, the commentators, and some of these people you see on TV. You know, your rant that you just had is one of the reasons I won't speak for everybody else, watch your show, because the passion that you have, I can tell you, you're legitimately, you know, this isn't fake. You know, you're legitimately passionate and fired up about that topic. And, you know, it's true. You know, they're changing rules on the fly. However, I will say, just to keep things light, I have liked the batters or the pitchers having to face three batters, man. It's helped me with some over bets. It's helped me win some bets, and it's definitely changed the game. You know, it's not making it just a commercial break every couple minutes. So I've liked that aspect. And as far as the NBA goes, look, I know this is a lot easier to say now, so I'm not just trying to come on here and say this. Like, I've been taking advantage of it, but let's look at the MLS. You know, when MLS came back, the unders were happening, especially first half. The Premier League, unders were happening, especially first half. NHL preseason games right now, we're seeing unders with everybody. NBA tonight, unders go 2-0. These guys are human. You know, it doesn't matter what kind of handicapper you are, whatever you want to call yourself, situational this or that, stats guy. This is new for everybody. And I think that a lot of people are taking that out of consideration, and they're just going by the stats and by the numbers, and this guy can do this, this guy can jump out of the building. These guys are human, just like you and I talking on the phone right now, and it definitely does matter.
Yeah, you know, no one, as you stated, no one knows, man. Right? Yeah, you can throw out stats from the past and past trends. Look at tonight in that basketball game, in which, look at the steam and the movement on that total. It went up to 228.5, 229. And the last three times that they played, the Utah Jazz scored 128 or more points in all three games. All right? They only won two of them. They won two out of three. But they were that high scoring. You know, like, they actually, the Utah Jazz scored 128 or more in the last three games that they played against the Pelicans. And the Pelicans won one of those games, and the other ones were close as well. So, in other words, they got into the 240s, the 250s the last three times. You know, it looked like it was potentially going to get there. I'm kicking myself because I do know with these big totals, McKinnis, the, you know, there's value with betting the first quarter unders. You know, you need a clean ride to get there. The problem is I didn't believe in it enough, and I saw it was 56.5. And I was like, man, if this was 58.5 or 59.5, I'd definitely jump in on this. It was 56.5, and hell, they only got to 49 in the first quarter. But it doesn't mean, and like you said, this stuff's all like sort of random. You know, it doesn't mean that tomorrow every game's going to go under, right? Like, how much longer is this under streak going to go on in the NBA? You know, there's the first game up tomorrow with Brooklyn and Orlando. It's a tough one, you know, but the games could go over tomorrow, right? Like, we just don't know.
Yeah, I think, like, you know, I look back, I do, obviously, you know, I do a lot of NHL, and we look at extended rest, you know, after Christmas break or after Thanksgiving, we look to bet the over. But this isn't really extended rest. This is 4 months. You know, this is a lot of months where these guys weren't. Yeah. You can't replicate game. You know, and it's just, you know, I grew up playing basketball, Gabe, and you'd see, I'd see someone, you know, at lunchtime in high school, they're on the court, they're crushing it, right? Then they get into a real game, a referee's there, to get the jerseys on. This guy's, you know, 1 for 7 from the field. It is not the same if you're doing a scrimmage, if you're in practice, no matter what it is. I don't care who you are. Once you get in a real game, things are different. It takes time to settle in. I truly do believe that. I also believe that with the New York Islanders in their series against the Florida Panthers, I have no idea, Gabe, how this series is priced the way it is. You know, minus 10, Gabe, for the Islanders against minus 110 against the Florida team. I don't like their defense from Florida. I think they're sloppy. They give up goals left and right. They only have about 4 or 5 guys that can rely on to score. The Islanders have numerous guys that picked up Jean-Gabriel Pageau. I know our pal Bobano kind of touched on this series, but I think I'm a hell of a lot stronger on it. And it also comes down with the defense. I mean, Varlamov's great for the Islanders. He's going to hold things down, and, you know, they can win series numerous ways. So that's one of my favorite bets as far as series. One series I do think that will go over, Gabe, is the Chicago-Edmonton series.
Yeah, you know what? It's I'm glad you brought that Islander game up. I don't know. Like, I know the Panthers have looked sloppy this week. Ultimately, it seems like the Panthers are sort of would be a trendy pick in this series. But, you know, I've got to go with a fundamentally sound defensive team more so than the offensive team in this situation. You know, I think it's going to be a lower scoring series, right? We, you know, we talked about the series. I know, like, you know, the deal with the strengths versus the weaknesses. But I do believe that ultimately the Islanders can win out with that and sort of impose their will over the Panthers. The Rangers and the Canes is the tricky one. Well, they're all, nothing's easy, McKinnis, right? But everyone's just giving this to the Rangers. And, you know, people talk about how the Rangers dominate these guys. They have beaten them 5 times in a row. So it's been, they're 5-0. They've beaten them 5 straight times. They've beaten them 7 out of the last 10 times. So, like, do you think that it's just sort of a, you think it's just, you know, it's a matchup situation, or it's just a weird anomaly that somehow the Rangers have beaten these guys 5 in a row? Because I don't, you know, I know the Rangers have talent. They're too trendy right now, too. I'm not going against a bunch of jerks. Give me the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah, I felt the exact same way, and it's almost like I just had like a midweek epiphany about that. You know, I was actually over the, you know, when we were all isolating and major sports weren't going on, I was all Rangers. I was looking at that. I was thinking, you know what, the Rangers, the stats point towards it. The more I thought about it, Gabe, during that stat that you just listed off about how well the Rangers have played against Carolina, the average price in those games has been -188 for the Carolina Hurricanes. And it just hasn't changed. It's been around -180 every time they've played. The odds makers don't change. So it's definitely a matchup thing. However, those games are not in the playoffs. And the playoffs is a whole new beast. Talk about experience. We talk about how great Shesterkin is for the Rangers. He's great. But some of those guys, I don't think they're ready. I don't think the depth is ready for the Rangers. And so I've kind of had a complete 360 switch. I'm with you on the bunch of jerks. I think they get the job done.
Yeah, you know, sometimes... You know, there's a saying that I've heard before. It's only dumb and dead people don't change their minds. And sometimes, you know what? You know, you don't, you know, sometimes, you know, you can think something earlier in the week and then start to buy in. Say, yeah, you know what? I'm starting to see the other side of that. A good example is sort of Portland with tomorrow. Like, I wasn't in love. You know, I think Memphis are good, but now that the game is approaching, I'm starting to buy in. I'm like, man, Memphis just aren't ready. Portland are going to raise it up a notch. I'm buying into Dame time here. All right, 844-843-6879. Hang in. We'll take a break, but we'll get a couple of more hockey picks up from McKinnis here. We got Big Card Julio on hold in Chicago as well. All the handicappers and heavyweights are stepping in here this evening. We've got NBA. The NBA is back. The NHL playoffs set to begin on Saturday. Big Man on Campus is going to join us tomorrow night. LAFC tomorrow night against Orlando. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Sports Rage late night, 844-843-6879. Still got McKinnis who checked in here. We'll get the Big Card Julio. Our main man Yang, Master Control, Midtown Manhattan, says the phone lines are banging right now. Keep me posted, Yang. Let's blast through a couple of hockey picks with McKinnis, and we'll send it to Chicago for a Big Card Julio in the house. All right, McKinnis, let's blast through this right now. Saturday's games, looking forward to this. As I stated, for those of us on the West Coast right now, wow, 9 in the morning. Hockey starts at 9 a.m. Saturday morning. And it's a playoff game. You're asking a lot of these guys suddenly be playing at this tempo. And for real, 5-game series too, man. We talked about it, guys. Game one, paramount, just so important. All right, so we got the Rangers and the Canes. First team's up. Basically, you know, I'm sort of looking at this. If I like the Canes to win the series, I'm just going to take them. You know what I mean? And the games are going to be basic pick-ems. There's no home ice. That's one cool thing about this, McKinnis. It's not going to be back and forth with crazy line moves and stuff. The numbers are going to be pretty much the same every game, right? So, you know, I don't even really need to bet the series. I'm like, whatever, man. I think the Canes will probably win in four. So I'll bet them every game, and I'll go 3-1, and I'll make more money than I would just betting them in the series. But the total is 5.5. I'm liking the under there. Let me rattle off the games, and then you just give us a pick or two, and then we got to hit the pipelines. So the Rangers and the Carolina Hurricanes, Canes -130, total 5.5. I'm liking the Canes and the under 5.5. Blackhawks and Oilers, Oilers -165, total 6.5. I like the Edmonton Oilers. I'm a little bit worried about the over. Everyone just loves it. I think the Oilers might win like 5-1 or 4-2. They might only get to 6. We've got Florida Panthers and the New York Islanders just talking about this series in game. Good point by McKinnis. Hard to trust the Florida Panthers here, and it's hard to go against Trotz and his defensive system. Better goaltending, or at least, you know, more consistent, it seems. Total 5.5. I just sort of lean with the Islanders. I don't really love the total. I know Pittsburgh are better and blah, blah, blah and all that, but I'm rolling the dice with the Montreal Canadiens as an underdog. And I like the Winnipeg Jets against the Calgary Flames. What do you like on Saturday, McKinnis?
On a series, honestly, I kind of I'm a little bit the opposite the way that you were thinking with that. I just kind of I don't really know which way is going to go which, but I get what you mean as far as, you know, taking Carolina every game. I'm just on them on the series to win, but it's definitely one of the ones I don't love the most. Chicago, Edmonton. Sounds like a lot of people are on it based on what you said, but I like the over there. And, you know, I think Edmonton's going to absolutely dominate them, though. I saw Chicago play this year. They were so sloppy. Their defensemen are old. They're slow. And, you know, picking up guys like Tyler Ennis and FNSCU are just adding the depth. And that's exactly what this Edmonton Oilers team needed, not just to have two guys scoring, talking about Draisaitl and McDavid. Everybody already knows how I feel about Florida and New York. Montreal, Pittsburgh, I don't care. I mean, this is 160 now. It's crazy, but I love the under in this series. I love the under in the whole series. Pittsburgh, they have old guys. They have Crosby. They have Malkin. They have, you know, Patty Marleau. They've got old vets. I don't care, you know, who you are. Like I said, it takes time to settle in. I'm a huge Crosby guy. He's from Nova Scotia, you know, but he's going to take a little bit, a little couple minutes to get his feet back. So it's going to go under total on that one. Winnipeg, Calgary, I love Winnipeg, Gabe. That's the one that I'm real strong about. great price on it. It's gone down. I think Winnipeg takes down Calgary. Calgary's not ready. It's Winnipeg's time to shine. Hellebuck is great. You know, I think the average height is like, what, 6'1" on the Winnipeg Jets. They're huge, and they've got a bunch of talent. Their top six is going to be dominant on Saturday. Full slate of games. I can't wait, Gabe.
I think that's going to be a lower scoring game, that Flames Jets game on,
on
Saturday
night.
One more
game,
if I can. Yep.
It's for Sunday. I really wanted to get it across. Minnesota, Vancouver. Minnesota, this is a team that a lot of people might not think they're capable of scoring. But if you look at them 5-on-5, they were competing with most competitive teams. They got burnt taking really bad penalties during the year and battling some injuries. I love the over 5.5 in that. I believe that should be a 6. Minnesota, Vancouver, Sunday at 10:30 Eastern time. I like the over 5.5 in that one.
I like where you're going at. Me and Cam talked about that game. Vancouver can score. And as you stated, this isn't the same old school Minnesota Wild team either. Only 5.5. I like the Canucks to win that series. Andrew McInnes, great stuff hearing from you. Don't be a stranger. McInnes, I know you're busy over at Wager Talk. And Wager Talk TV does a show with Smoking Dave Koken, breaking down the KBO. And he's all over the National Hockey League. Get him on Twitter over at McInnes Picks. Great to hear from you, McInnes. Don't be a stranger.
Thanks a lot, Gabe. All the best to you.
There's Andrew McInnes with us, whose phone actually wasn't too bad. It started to go for a minute there. It started to get all Apple iPhone-ish on us. I hate these. Hate those phones. But great stuff. Great insight. Great insight. Check him out over at Wager Talk and, of course, on Twitter. McInnes Picks, Big Card Julio steps up. And it's like an all-star cast here tonight. The soothing Golden Pipes of Chicago State and the Windy City G League steps up. And then Big Card Julio, what's going on, Julio?
Gabe, hope you are doing well. Cheers on that excellent Major League Baseball rant. As I said in the chat, it was a sport I grew up loving. I love the Chicago White Sox, my favorite team. But as the years have grown on me, baseball is just a sport to bet on. Baseball, like the NWSL and betting under 2.5, is just a sport for me to bet on nowadays.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to be like a crazy old man. Oh, you know, and I don't like that rule. You know, in my day, this and that, but come on, bro. Like, we're getting a little carried away now. 7-inning games, runner on second, 60-game. I'm not blaming for the 60-game. You know what? The 16 teams in the playoffs just pisses me off. That's the one that really bothers me. You know, the designated hitter, I could go on, bro. It just never ends with these guys, Julio. Like, every damn day. And, like, who changes rules mid-season, bro? I get it. It's a pandemic.
Yeah,
MLS are playing in 98-degree temperatures. They play 90 minutes.
Not to mention that you got in Italy and in Spain, two of the countries that are hit the most with coronavirus, guys are playing soccer every other day. So I don't want to hear from Major League Baseball just whining and crying. Anthony Rizzo was crying today why the Cincinnati Reds didn't cancel their game because of rain. Just shut up. Take the paycheck. Get on your private jet. Stay in your private hotel.
He did
hotel.
Have cancer, bro. He did have cancer, Julio. Well, White Sox fan. You're a white. If he was on the White Sox, you'd have his side.
I think it's the beer kicking in. I'm celebrating a Seattle win, so I'm. I'll be quick with my plays because I know you're pressed on time. I've got a decent little card for tomorrow. I'm going to bet some of the baseball overnight lines because I think some of these lines will inflate by the time sunrise hits tomorrow. Cincinnati didn't play tonight, so it looks like their top ace will pitch tomorrow against the woeful Detroit Tigers. So give me Cincinnati -1.5 at +102. Again, this is the overnight line, so they will change by the time sunrise hits tomorrow. So give me the Reds -1.5, +102 against the Tigers. Dallas Keuchel's pitching for the White Sox tomorrow. Love the way their bullpen has performed over the last couple of games. Give me the White Sox -1.5 at -118. I'm going over 9 runs in Oakland and Seattle in the Mariners home opener tomorrow. And give me the Rockies, who have been playing great baseball to start this season. They've been a great underdog. They're -1, +120 against San Diego, the Padres right now, 12-7 with 2 outs in the bottom of the 10th. So give me the Rockies -1, +120. Also in soccer tomorrow in the Coupe de la Ligue, it's the league title in France. Give me over 2.5 and both teams to score.
La Coupe de la Ligue.
And, yeah, the Coupe de la Ligue, PSG against Lyon. Final tune-up match for both sides before they go to the Champions League. Lyon will take on Juventus. They'll lose. And PSG will take on Atalanta, which will be an exciting matchup. So give me both teams to score over 1.5, over 2.5 at +102.
Come on, Paris Saint-Germain and Lyon, that's Bush League soccer. I thought you were going to talk about real soccer at LAFC in Orlando City. None of this Euro trash stuff. Paris Saint-Germain the league.
Give me both teams to score in over 3.5 goals at +137 in Orlando City and LAFC, Gabe.
You know what catch my eye about this? And I hope I'm not walking into a trap because everyone, Columbus is an easy pick earlier in the week. And this game, that's easy and this is easy. It is a little bit different. Nice run by Orlando City. LAFC, bro, you watch these guys play the last couple of matches. Like, they're really dialing it up a notch. They're aggressive from the onset. Diego Rossi scores every damn game. I'm taking this prop again. Diego Rossi scores every game. It opened up at like +100, -105, -110, up to -143 right now. It's climbing. What I noticed is LAFC over 1.5 goals is -175, Julio. That caught my eye as well. LAFC over 1.5 team goals scored, -175. They score like 4 goals a game.
That's a great prop. They're -139 here at my book in Chicago. So I think that's a great, that's a tremendous price. I can do LAFC for you, Gabe, and over 1.5 goals at -115.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. And Rossi's in a +140 range. All right, Julio, we're already pressed here. Always a pleasure, dude. Check in tomorrow if you want. We're going to be here. May the winners be yours. Let's squeeze in. Do we still have Abdul? All right, we've lost Abdul. Abdul the Butcher's gone. He's cut. All right, great job tonight, manning the board and keeping things going here tonight, Yank. Fastest 120 minutes in sports. Man, another quick, rapid-fire show here this evening. Shout-out to all of our radio affiliates. And you know what? We look forward. We're going to be adding some more, including for all of you in the Southern California area. We're coming to San Diego and Los Angeles. It's going to be ultra cool. We already talk a ton of Clippers and Lakers and everything else and Dodgers and USC and UCLA and Long Beach and everything else in between already. So that's going to be a great addition to the mix. We're already on in some markets there, but we're really stepping it up. We're going to be on the mightier. Stepping up and in Scotty Farrell and, you know, full slate, great lineup, Scott Kappa, great lineup, great roster. So we're really looking forward to that. That's going to be in mid August. Now that the NBA is back, and you know what, the NBA playoffs are, as good as it is, the NBA is back. This isn't even for real yet. As I said, I thought it was a good analogy earlier tonight. I'm going to pat myself on the back here, pull up Barry Horowitz. I thought that was a great point that I raised earlier. when I said it's like wrestling, like the Lakers and Clippers tonight was real. And you could tell they wanted to win. It's not like they didn't care. They wanted to win. It was like, it was intense. It was tense enough, but it almost felt like it was like Monday Night Raw. And, you know, these two dudes were sort of hitting each other over the heads with chairs and stuff. But it's like, yeah, but it's going to be much more intense at WrestleMania. Like, this is just sort of, you know, it's real, but it's not real yet. Like, they're just sort of building up towards that. So we'll give you a couple of afternoon NBA picks before we're done, because some of these games are going to be starting before we're live tomorrow on Game Time Decisions. And speaking of our radio affiliates, whatever city or station you're joining us on right now, it means you can tune in at 6 o'clock Eastern. We're going to have a ton of picks. Ton of picks. Sports Rage Late Night continues.
Sports. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Level two, winding down. Bagels and Bad Beats coming up with Scott Wetzel on these radio affiliates that you're listening to us on right now. Shout out to all of them. I'd like to name them and start, you know, we got to start naming the cities at least, but we're on so many different platforms. Supposedly, management told us, yeah, you know, when you plug that one, it upsets the other ones. You know, it's sort of one of those deals. So it's like, you know, when we plug, oh, you know, watch us on Roku, then suddenly the people over at Zumo were like, oh, how come they're only plugging the Roku stream? So then you got to do Zumo. And then after that, Pluto TV is upset. And then after that, Stir is wondering what's going on. And then Samsung's like, well, how come you tweet all these other platforms? Never ends. I spend like 15 minutes a day before every show. It's like, oh, God, I got to add. And they don't like when we add all of them in one, right? That's why if you've ever wondered why I got to do like, you know, 8 or 9 different tweets to promote my shows, it's because I can't just put all these platforms in the same tweet. A little behind the scenes stuff there. All right. But you don't care. You just want winners. We did our best tonight and we failed. I've always said this about the NBA. The NBA and sports betting is a classic example of it's like women. You can love something. It doesn't mean they're going to love you back. That's the way that sports betting works. You might love it. Doesn't mean it's going to love you back. You might love the NBA. Doesn't mean it's going to love you back. Listen, we got a little careless and sloppy tonight. Too many props. And we had some bad beats with the props. You know, we fell short. Half rebound there, half point there, et cetera. But, hey, that's on me. That's on us. Let's leave you with the Portland Trailblazers. When I look at all these games tomorrow, I do believe that Damian Lillard is going to step up. I do believe that C.J. McCollum is going to step up. They've got Nurkic back. They've got Zach Collins back. You know, Memphis are good, and Ja Morant's a badass, but Damian Lillard's like a mega superstar, and Lillard's going to back up the hype, and we love LAFC tomorrow. LAFC to beat Orlando City. You can take them to advance at like minus 188, take them in regulation at minus 134, so love the game to go over the number. Other than that, you're on your own, ladies.